Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us. My name is Cindy Martin. It is my privilege and pleasure to share a bit of what I hope will be an inspiration with you today. On this Mojo, I've entitled Intrinsic Happiness. Spellcheck defines intrinsic as inherent, basic, essential. I believe it is a part of the core of not only who we are, but what we as human beings are all seeking to achieve. On our Monday night interactive training at 8 p.m., as well on his Mojo call yesterday morning, our own Mr. Jim Lambright, ACN RVP, Jim synthesized much of a four-day masterclass event that he attended, given by the master himself, Tony Robbins. Jim reviewed Tony's research about how about approximately 80 self-made billionaires that he interviewed found themselves feeling unfulfilled and unhappy. Jim also went on a bit further to explain how the basic perceptions and views we focus on about lack or abundance, what we have or what we see as not having, can critically influence how we then perceive our worthiness for being loved. Jim also described his neighbor as a person who exemplifies what I would call intrinsic happiness. She sits on the porch saying hello and throwing him a hug whenever she sees him excited and happy and willing to give of herself. Think for a moment. Who do you know that exemplifies intrinsic happiness? They just have it. They just show it. It's a part of their persona. I believe Larry Adler is a person that exemplifies intrinsic happiness. You can hear that in his voice every time he signs onto the call. You can hear happiness in his voice. His responses are alert and excited. He sits tall with a sincere smile. You can see it. You can hear it. You can feel it. You can hear it in his voice every time he signs on. Come on, say it along with me. Larry Adler, Baltimore, Maryland. Most everyone on this call today has gained insights from Larry, listened to trainings he's delivered, presentations he's provided, heard his finely tuned ear for music, and benefited from his ever-ready willingness to help people. Last week, Larry shared with us on his Mojo that he is a septuagenarian. He was telling us about his DJ gig with a middle school pool party, and he was excited about it as a septuagenarian. Larry asked us the other day also on his Six Habits of Successful People Mojo, if today was the last day of your life, what would you choose to do about it? Larry lives with passion. He helps other people, and he brings joy to others in his work, his love for music, and making other people happy. He looks at the bright side and exudes intrinsic happiness. How do we get that quality? How do we achieve that? Well, Jim told us it's a choice. It's a point of view. Keeping yourself on track, living in the present, achieving small incremental goals each day. That is passion, and living with passion does make you happy. Each of us here have dedicated ourselves to a why we are here and what we plan to do with it. If it's money to pay for XYZ, whatever it is, ultimately, when you get down to it, it's going to make us happier when we've been able to achieve what we set out to do. Not only by achieving the ultimate goal, but those steps along the way that build our capacity for more, our confidence to grow. The individual feelings we get from that particular goal, the fulfillment of helping others with what we set out to accomplish, whether it's helping our kids with educational payments, spending more time with family, paying for weddings, assisting family members in different areas, horse care, elderly parent care, reallocating funds for others in need, or creating opportunities for others to succeed, to possibly overcome their circumstances and to help other people. Ultimately, what each of those individual things allows for is the gratification of achieving those things, ultimately giving us pleasure to share the feelings of happiness and leading us to greater amounts of love, then the courage to take a few more chances to grow and adding more happiness and more love. Happiness is really a state of our minds and our perspectives. In the book entitled The Two Most Important Days and subtitled How to Find Your Purpose and Live a Happier and Healthier Life by Sanjeev Chopra and Gina Wild, they eloquently helped one discover what those 2 days are. Day one is the day you were born, and the second day is the day that you discover why. When I listened to this audio series, I was still commuting to work prior to COVID and listening regularly each day to my 1 hour of self-development. One of the very first things they discussed, and that we've all heard before but bears repeating, is gratitude. While I listened to the audio series, I purchased a small journal that matched my thank you notes on purpose, and I set out developing a habit and used it solely for my gratitude journal regularly. Although I had written what I was grateful for many times before and know it is a method for appreciating what you have in life, until this time I had not dedicated a specific journal to this task. When I am in what I will refer to as gratitude momentum and following the daily patterns of behaviors which help me recognize each day what I'm grateful for, I cannot deny when I'm doing that, I am intrinsically happier. When I am not adhering to this practice, I admit I can fall prey to the points of view other than feeling like I am at my best or seeing the best self in others. I have always really thought of myself as a happy person. I didn't really look at the downside of things much, and as a young person, I was always up for more, ready to meet new people, try new things, and generally felt happy and ready with a smile. Was this a product of my environment, or was I just like that? I was always questioning that. Did I just naturally practice many of the things we've already learned, or was I modeling others? I wasn't ever really sure because my sisters, all older and, quote, wiser, seemed a bit different than me, so I figured I was just different. Was I a product of my environment? I wasn't sure. As Tony Robbins says, ask good questions and you will have a good answer. Ask better questions and you'll have a better answer. So why does Tony sign off with everything saying live with passion? Because he knows that from fulfillment comes from giving and gratitude. Seeking and sharing the things that you are passionate lead to a higher sense of purpose and ultimately happiness. I ask myself, what does make me happy? When do I feel fulfilled? We've all heard that for human beings, it is ultimately about giving to others on a higher level and having a reason to do so that fulfills us. So you might ask yourself those questions. What makes you happy? When do you feel fulfilled? For me, this has been true. I do feel fulfilled and happiest when I'm giving to others, whether it's giving gifts, creating the perfect bow on the well-wrapped gift, spending time with babies, being with young people, cooking for many family members and friends around a big table, or doing something for them they might need help with. I always felt passionate and was happiest when I was giving to other people, and I've often found that I took on too much giving at times and had to sometimes reassess my purpose for doing so. Well, the accolades I shared with you earlier regarding Larry Adler are well placed today. Larry is always helping people and doing things for others. Are we noticing a pattern here? Larry is the key to my being able to share something with you today which helped me not only shed light on some of the answers to my questions about the origin of what I considered my source of intrinsic happiness. Larry was instrumental in helping me rediscover and uncover something very special. I recently spent time at my sister's place while she recovered from surgery. During this time, I had an opportunity to access some things we had in storage in the basement. There, I unearthed a treasure, really. As many of you know, you see, as a child, I was really close to my dad and learned so much from him. He was a brilliant, industrious, aerospace engineer, and I stuck to him like glue, following right behind him, learning things, doing things, and watching how he operated. My dad read a lot. He designed things constantly, was always on the move. Most importantly, he spent many, many hours of his time living into his passions, looking at the bright side and seeing what could be learned from each situation. He loved music, technology, graphic, and visual arts. When I was about 5 years old, my dad built a recording studio and recorded many up-and-coming jazz musicians in the Buffalo region. He was also always creating new ways for others to hear music, too, by bringing big speakers to the party or DJing the family events or asking to record everyone while he asked them questions, filming our actions, and playing great music for everyone. He brought the party wherever we went. My cousins always thought he was fun, he was different, and he was the life of the party, interviewing us on camera, catching the best dance moves on the floor, and being the toastmaster of the event. He always had music playing throughout our whole household on the new tone intercom system he installed throughout the entire house, or on the massive quadraphonic stereo system in the living room, which shook the house, or in the garage where we worked on cars and rattled the neighborhood. Most of the time, that music was playing in multiple places simultaneously, and it drove my mom nuts. He lived his passion, shared it with other people, and brought happiness and exemplified intrinsic happiness. You know, I often share material from the 70s and 80s on cassette tape. Well, this time, I'm going even further back in my technology. This time, we are talking about reel-to-reel tapes. So, the treasure that Larry helped me uncover was the use and operation of my dad's reel-to-reel players, on which he recorded hundreds and hundreds of hours of music from many different genres, including Polish polkas, which my mom's side of the family loved, to big band and the Beatles, which he loved. Part of living this passion, my dad took on a radio announcer's position on a time slot he could manage while juggling his full-time job. It happened to be the Sunday morning religious time slot. He recorded every Sunday show on a reel-to-reel player and would then replay them all week in an effort to improve and sharpen his skills. I brought back home 2 different reel-to-reel players and about 50 tapes of the approximately 350 reels from my sister's place. Larry Adler took his time to walk me through and troubleshoot 2 different sets of reel-to-reel player equipment that had belonged to my dad. Larry took the time to help me research power cords, connections, auxiliary tuners, and state-of-the-art 60s technology and what we needed to get them going. In those recordings, there's also hundreds of hours of my father's voice, which I had not heard in over 38 years, as he passed when I was young. Larry not only helped me answer some of those questions, I was asking of myself. Was this a product of my environment, or was I just like that? But he also gave me the gift of hearing my dad's voice for the first time in over 38 years. I have now listened to much more, but if you'll bear with me in the quality of what I was able to hear that helped me answer some of those questions, I'd like to share one Sunday radio show my dad stated. You've often heard many of the young say, happiness is, and they follow it with their own particular brand of happiness. The very fact that they ask the question is encouraging. Have you ever asked yourself that question? Well, if you have difficulty in answering that question, thanks to the lovely people that write in and send me these lovely words, I am able to share an explanation of happiness with you as written by Helen Steiner Rice, saying, happiness is something we create in our mind. It is not something you search for and seldom find. It's just waking up in the beginning of the day by counting out blessings and kneeling to pray. It's giving up thoughts that breed discontent and accepting what comes as gifts heaven sent. It's giving up wishing for things we have not and making the best of whatever we've got. It's knowing that life is determined for us and pursuing our tasks without fret, fume, or fuss. For it's by completing what God gives you to do that we find real contentment and happiness too. Well, folks, in answering the questions I was asking, it was clear. I was surrounded by this environment, and I carried and continue to carry my own intrinsic happiness with me all the time. I trust this is true for each of you here today, and your brand of intrinsic happiness guides you through the day and helps you attract people in your life that also exemplify intrinsic happiness. Thank you, Larry Adler, for being an example of a person exemplifying your own intrinsic happiness and giving my children the opportunity to hear their grandfather's voice for the first time in their lives. In closing, if you have a minute more, I'd like to take 2 minutes to play the actual reel-to-reel we have now successfully been able to play and hear my dad sharing this very quote after over 40 years tucked away in storage.
You've often heard many of the young say happiness is, and they follow with their own particular brand of happiness. The very fact that they ask the question is encouraging. Have you ever asked yourself that question? Well, if you've had difficulty in answering that question, thanks to the lovely people that write in and send me these lovely words, I'm able to share an explanation of happiness with you, as written by Helen Steiner Rice. Happiness is something we create in our mind. It's not something you search for and so seldom find. It's just waking up and beginning the day by counting our blessings and kneeling to pray. It's giving up thoughts that breed discontent and accepting what comes as gift heaven sent. It's giving up wishing for things we have not and making the best of whatever we've got. It's knowing that life is determined for us and pursuing our tasks without fret, fume, or fuss. For it's by completing what God gives us to do that we find real contentment and happiness, too.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day.